now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 400,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Greetings, everyone. Hope you are doing well. Here we are, December. We're at the home stretch of the year. Hope you have been accomplishing your goals. Hope you've been working for them. As importantly, I hope that you are starting to set some goals and some vision for yourself for 2017. Last week's podcast, we talked about the vision, the mission, the beliefs and values. And I would ask you to go back and listen to that, especially the part about the vision of where you want to see your life at that point. And what's interesting is when we start thinking about creating a vision for ourselves and a mission, sometimes we just don't feel in control. And one of the 4 components of mental strength is control. And I've talked about this before, that there's control, challenge, commitment, and confidence. And what I'm going to do today is talk about control, more specifically life control, because there is in the part of control, there is life control and emotional control. And so when we start looking at control, one of the main things is when we start to feel out of control, there's this concept of locus of control. And it basically says that if our locus of control is internal, that we are aware, we tend to feel more in control of our life. If our locus of control is external, we feel that events, people, and circumstances are in control of our life. And one way to think about this is, you know, how do you know when you've done a good job? How do you know when you've done something well? Do you need external recognition, or do you just know internally that you have accomplished a good job? And that's one way of determining it. But when we get stressed, sometimes we just, our locus of control goes external and we feel that we are completely out of control to do anything. And this happens more and more frequently at work. Actually, students get this lack of control, sports athletes, but in work and in life, we tend to get this feeling of lack of control of ourselves. And those individuals that have low levels of life control, they tend to be fatalistic. They see themselves as victims. They're unable to shape their future. They're unable to change anything. They're just helpless. And there's a concept that goes with that, which is learned helplessness, which is that we failed once, so we're going to fail again, and we don't see the learnings in that. So this fatalistic approach or view or victim view sometimes is learned, and most often is learned. Somebody with low levels of life control, they'll blame others and circumstances for their lot in life. I couldn't get this done. I couldn't do this because it rained, because it snowed, because my dog had diarrhea, because this, because that. And they just come up with these excuses. To them, it makes sense. But what it really means is that they have low levels of perceived control of their life. And I'm just going to stop now is that there's a lot in our life we can't control. And that's not the point of trying to be a control freak. The point of increasing our levels of perception of life control is to feel That control will build confidence so that no matter what happens to us, we know we can handle it. When we have high levels of control, and I'll go through some of the indicators of that, we will take on more. Although both people living in the same world may not have the control over the weather, but one person who has a higher level of life control will go saying, hey, it's raining, great, let's go outside and play in the puddles, where a person with low levels of life control will go, it's raining, we can't go outside. So the events are same, it's just how people perceive them. Another thing for low levels of life control individuals is they have low accountability, meaning that they really can't account for their actions. They just blame others. They sit there. They're stagnant, and they just have just this low levels. And I'm sure we've all experienced this at some point in our life, but you may even be working with people. They also come up with reasons why it's especially difficult. If you ask somebody who has a low level of life control to do something, oh no, that's too hard, I can't do it, I got to go home and feed the goldfish, I got to do this, and they come up with 1,000 reasons why it's difficult for them, because they don't have that confidence in themselves, because they have this learned helplessness from this perception of low levels of life control. So you can see how all these things come together. Another one is they defer doing something. So procrastination shows up a lot with folks with low levels of life control. And these things, these are just tips of the icebergs. When they're asked to do more than one thing, they are very uncomfortable. That I want to do one thing only, get it done. And there is a point to getting one thing done before you move on to the other. But there's also this point where you can do something for about 10 minutes and then you're sitting around doing nothing. And then you do something else. And a lot of people call that multitasking. But a person with low levels of life control, they just want to do one thing until it's done. And if they have to sit around and do nothing for 20 minutes before it gets done, that's what they'll do. So a person with high levels of life control, they may not be able to control every factor that impacts them, but they have a strong belief that they can handle whatever happens. So this control and confidence go hand in glove. If asked to do something, they'll give it to me. I'll find a way to get it done. And it's that they have this control of their life. They have this perception that they are in control of their life. They're in control of their responsibilities. They're in control of their results, and they're in control of their emotions. And that's another topic we'll talk about next week, is emotional control. But they also believe that they can make a difference in whatever task they're doing. They believe that they have an impact on the task, an impact on their life, or an impact at work. And so the more a person has this sense of life control, they also tend to be good planning in organizations, and they're effective at multitasking. So there are some very powerful aspects of having a better sense of life control, or having a perception of life control. Obviously, life control leads to this confidence, right? And then when we have more confidence, we'll take on more challenges. And when we take on more challenges, we'll be committed to them. And those are the 4 C's of mental strength, right? It's the control, the challenge, the commitment, and the confidence. So the question is, how do you, if you have this perception of a low life control, how do you change it? Well, one of the first things is to be aware that you're feeling overwhelmed, to be aware that you're playing the victim, to be aware that you're not living to your highest potential. And that just comes through self-reflection. And we need to be able to understand that, hey, you know, this behavior isn't suiting me in life. It's not suiting me in work, and I need to change it. Once you're aware of it, then we can start to change it. And once you're aware of it, one of the things that Sean Akers talks about in the Happiness Advantages is start to write down all the things. If you're feeling overwhelmed, start writing them down. What are you feeling overwhelmed about? And there has been some science that shows verbal information almost immediately dismisses the power of these negative emotions. So as you hold them in your mind, they tend to manifest, they tend to build up, they tend to magnify, and then you get feeling overwhelmed, and then you get paralysis. So one of the first things to do is write down these things that you feel that you can't control. And then you can divide them actually into a list. What are the things you can control? So after you write all these down, then you go, what are the things I can control? And what are the things I can't control? And you'll be surprised at how many of the things you really can control that you have just surrendered to. And then there's this concept of the Zorro circle, which means you start small, you set a goal to take control of some aspect. It's either of your work or of your life. And we'll just talk about work. And that may be as simple as cleaning up your desk. When you can clean up your desk, you can demonstrate to yourself that you have control over your environment. I can put my papers away. I can put this away. I can clean up my desk. I can put the whatever that is, and you start to get control, and then you would control, then you would clean up your office, and then you may clean up your scheduling book, and then you would may even start a scheduling book. And the concept here is taking this control as a small circle, and then start to identify those things that you can control and start to control those, and then work out, and then make the circle bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And this may take time, and this is where a coach comes in very, very handy, is to help identify those things that you can control. Because if you're in the mindset that you can't control anything, then if you do the exercise yourself, you're going to go, geez, I can't control anything. Where a coach can help you really reflect, really, you can't control anything. You can't control when you walk in the door. You can't control when you sit down. You can't control when you turn on the computer. Oh, no, I can control those things. So you do have a sense of control. And it may be the simplest thing is, do you have control over when you can turn on your computer? Well, obviously you do. So as we start to grow those things, as we start to gain control, we'll then start to gain confidence. And as we gain confidence, we can broaden that circle and start to take more control, and goes back and forth. So control, life control is just, it's a huge part of developing mental strength. And as we develop that mental strength, it affects all areas of our life, because it's part of our personality. And as that personality part of us grows, we then tend to be more happy with our life. We tend to have more life satisfaction. We tend to achieve our goals more easily. There will always be road bumps, but the mentally strong individual sees those road bumps as challenges and learnings and growth, where a mentally sensitive person would see them as stumbling blocks and perhaps fall and stop and fail. So the first thing we need to do is get back control, or the perception of control of our life. And that's what this podcast was. And I wanted to share that with you, because over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be going through each of these, the control, the challenge, the commitment, and the confidence. And hopefully by the end of that time, you'll have a good working knowledge as to how to apply these to your life and some of the skills that you can do. A great resource is my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. And you can do that by going to warriormindtraining.com. A better source for this specific topic of mental strength and control is going to mentalstrengthmastery.com. When you go there, you can request a mental strength assessment. You're going to get take the assessment, and you're going to get the results back. It's going to give you a score, an overall score on your mental strength. It's going to give you a score on control, challenge, commitment, and confidence. And then you're going to have two workbooks you're going to be able to use to apply to control, to challenge, commitment, and confidence. And you're going to have a toolkit that is full of different exercises and programs to work on that. So for the specifics of mental strength, I highly, highly recommend going to mentalstrengthmastery.com, take the assessment, and download the workbooks and the toolkits and go with it. If you'd like to just start off with a general philosophy, if you will, of developing mental strength, then my program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, would be perfect for you. And you can do that by going to warriormindtraining.com. Well, I hope this part of control started some questions for you, started some self-reflection on how often you feel you give up control. Because that's what we do. We give it up. We are in control of giving up our control. And when we give up our control, we're playing the victim. And so I want you to take time to reflect on this podcast. Where in life do you play the victim? And remember, how you do anything is a reflection of how you do everything. So there are times in every aspect of your life that you may feel that you don't have any control. And this podcast was here to help you be aware of those areas, give you some tools to use, give you some resources to help develop that mental strength aspect in you. Well, hope you liked this podcast. Would love to hear back from you. I've been getting some great reviews on my podcast, and you can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the contact me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon, you will be.